1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 29 degrees in Holland, wind chill 60 and above at 8:46. Time to take a look at the world as we see it through the eyes of the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, Doug Zylstra, joins us every second Monday. Doug, good morning and welcome aboard.
Morning, Gary.
All right. Congress has another week to go. So says the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. And there's some talk. The talk shows yesterday, Doug, hinted at perhaps finally a budget agreement on both that both sides can live with. We haven't had one in a couple of years, at least.
Exactly. I think it'll be a good thing for both sides. I don't think it'll be a big budget agreement because I don't really think that there's, unfortunately, you know, there's not enough appetite for a bigger budget agreement. But I think getting to the point where both sides agree on something and go forward for the next couple of years is a good thing.
The glare of not having a deadline, the glare of not posturing and saving face, does that help to a certain extent in that process?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have a soft deadline this Friday when they leave. But, you know, they have the whole Christmas break to kind of get something together. And I don't think the CR is, the continuing resolution needs to be done until January 15. So there's a good period there where people can kind of get their ideas on the table and get their caucuses together and sign something off.
A couple of Democratic lawmakers from the Detroit area not happy with the Republican right now, presumed Republican senatorial candidate Terry Lynn Land. An email that was sent by her office had some racial slants to it, according to the two lawmakers from Detroit, master and slave and the like. And it's almost as if it was a litmus, light up and poof, some little bit of explosive. Are we getting a little too sensitive in that regard, or is there something legitimate about being sensitive to other people's needs in that regard?
Sure. No, I haven't seen the email you're talking about. I presume it was probably about the Affordable Care Act. And, obviously Republicans and Democrats have different ideas about what the goal of the Affordable Care Act. We believe that it's going to be a long-term deal where people get insurance who haven't had insurance, and people who have insurance have a better opportunity to get good insurance going forward. Republicans have a different view on that.
More than anything else, just get Washington in shape. And that's something that, let's put it this way, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are campaigning saying Washington is broke, elect me in, and I'll get it fixed. And I hate to say this, Doug, but it seems like every 2 years, every 4 years, we get that sort of campaign rhetoric, don't we?
Sure. No, I think it's optimistic that one person can change everything. I do, going back to the budget deal, I think this is a good thing. It's a small budget deal, but I think, it's to the point where gaining trust and gaining confidence. And I know that our representative, Bill Heisinger, talks about that. And I think that that's fair in the sense of if both sides don't trust each other, then how are they going to get anything done? And we have to, we have immigration reform on the horizon, hopefully, and that's going to take trust on both sides. And a small budget agreement where, defense spending is avoiding sequester, or some of the, discretionary spending is relaxed a little bit and tweaked a little bit so it's not so harsh. I think both sides can come away from that thinking that's a small win and let's go forward in 2014.
Doug Zylstra, Democratic Party Chairman of Ottawa County, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the news of the day. Look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you very much. Doug Zylstra of the Ottawa County Democratic Party.